It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 29th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $62,672. ETH is down 1.5% at $3,468. And Binance Coin is down 1% at $407. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Doge up 28%, Shiba Inu up 22%, and Solana up 16%. Well, Coinbase faced technical glitches yesterday due to heavy traffic causing customer balances to show as $0. CEO Brian Armstrong explained the issue on X, citing a surge in traffic that exceeded their expectations. Despite ongoing degraded performance, Coinbase is stabilizing its performance and seeing improvements in customer trading. The glitch coincided with Bitcoin's price surge to near 64,000 and millions of liquidations. Well, Gemini has settled a lawsuit with a New York regulator and agreed to pay a $37 million fine. As part of the settlement, Gemini will return at least $1.1 billion to customers of its Gemini Earn lending program. The program, which launched in 2021, allowed customers to lend their crypto to Genesis Global Capital, earning up to 7% APY. But Genesis Global Capital faced financial troubles, leaving customers unable to access their assets. The settlement requires Gemini to return customer digital assets in full. The U.S. government has moved approximately $922 million worth of Bitcoin from two wallets holding funds seized from the 2016 Bitfinex hack per Arkham Intelligence. The transfers occurred amid a surge in Bitcoin prices reaching $64,000 before settling around $60,000. The U.S. SEC is challenging Terraform Labs' decision to retain Denton's U.S. LLC as its special counsel. In a filing submitted to the Delaware Bankruptcy Court, the SEC raised concerns about Terraform Labs transferring a hefty $166 million to Denton's, labeling the amount suspicious. Of this sum, $122 million was moved within 90 days prior to the bankruptcy filing. The SEC argues that this action may be an attempt by Terraform Labs to shield assets from potential judgments resulting from the SEC's enforcement action. The SEC also claims that Denton's utilized more than half of the funds to cover legal expenses, with $81 million still remaining. The regulator contends that Denton's should not represent Terraform Labs unless the remaining amount is returned. And finally, Solana-based blockchain game MixMob is licensing the iconic Star Wars Stormtrooper character. This move marks the start of MixMob's official licensing strategy, aiming to secure three more licenses this year. MixMob is known for its Web3 racing game blending Clash Royale and Mario Kart, and plans to integrate the Stormtrooper into MixMob Racer 1. MixMob intends to launch on mobile devices in the second quarter of this year. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.